Okay, I was asked by a YouTube subscriber to make a video on the topic of how to be inspired to do a documentary project and what is the selection process for doing a documentary project. And I told them I'm not really interested in making a YouTube video about that, but I will do a podcast about that over on the website here. So that's what we're going to talk about. Two new developments. The proposal that I submitted for the new project has been accepted. So the next step is to then just go out to dinner, my wife and I and the subjects, and where we can talk more at length and at ease and get to know each other a little bit, and then kind of set a date for, I don't know if it's really a shoot, but to take me around and show me around and get me familiar with where this project at least is going to be starting out at. So I got that going on. The other thing on the same day, the third test copy of Against Doctor's Orders, my book that is soon to be published, came in. We are getting close. It's already out of date. I'm ready to upload the fourth test copy on Friday. I've added, I think 16 new photos to that. So that's where those things are going. So he said he doesn't feel inspired. And, you know, how do you come up with the topics and how do you select them? And that's a really good, interesting question. And, you know, when I first got into this, I kind of just kind of slid into it and kind of pulled me in. I really didn't have any set. I've always taken photographs. I've been a journalist of sorts, whether it's audio or handwritten journals, or always done that kind of stuff. And, on my way home from work, when I moved back to Chicago, I'd stop downtown and started taking photos. So I kind of just got sucked. That wasn't a planned thing. So after doing all that, 8 years of photographing in Chicago and then moving to New Mexico, and now taking on another project, hopefully a little bit more mature, you know, official proposals and all that kind of stuff. So, and how did I select this process, this project, which I don't really want to say what it is right at the moment, but we'll brainstorm about how you come up with that. You know, like I was saying in the other podcast the other day, you know, the stories are all around you. You know, I can use a couple examples that are not my project. Let's take one of the farms around here, Schwaback. Let's say there's a farm here in New Mexico, and you would think it a very odd place to be growing food, and it kind of is, and because there's a lot of water issues, right? There's a lot of contention and strife between citizens and Schwaback and some of the other farms, because they tend to drain the aquifer, and then the people's houses, the wells go dry, and they can't sell their houses. So there's all that, you know, whatever, things are all around you. The other example I gave you is this guy Robert that owns JR's Tire Repair here in Moriarty. And it's kind of a historic building. It's been there a long time, and it's got some really cool hand-painted murals and all kinds of cool stuff. And he's multi-generational owner of it. And he's just a really hard-working, he's just amazing, man. 7 o'clock, he's rolling those tires out, you know, sometimes 7 at night, rolling them back in, goes all day, sometimes 6, I don't know if he does 7, but 6 days a week. Like I tell people, the toughest guy in town is Robert at the tire shop, not the guy down at the weight room. I'm serious about that. you're not gonna, that old man will pick you up and throw you across the room. That guy's been humping tires for who knows how long. So anyway, you know, there's a great story there. Or Sal, my buddy Sal at the gas station, 84 years old, still, you know, doesn't sell gas, or he does tire repairs and oil changes, at the Whiting Brothers gas station, right? So usually there's probably someone around you, right, that you know, that has a story to tell, and there's going to be all kinds of aspects to that. So the stories are really all around us. When I first got to talk about selecting stories, there's a lot to be said for that. So I spent 8 years documenting a lot of political protests, starting with the Tea Party and the Occupy movement back in 2008. politics protests and stuff like that. As well as you know, I did a little bit of street photography, but I was more documentary photography with, you know, I embedded myself with a group of homeless guys, in the South Loop there for God, at least 5 years, if not longer. And then embedded myself, of course, with the heroin addicts, for 2.5 years or so. So I did all that. So when I came to New Mexico, and of course there's the border issue, right? And I had gone down to Columbus multiple times. I actually rode my motorcycle the entire border of New Mexico and Arizona, as much as you can anyway. I got a bunch of photographs from that. All the little towns and all that kind of stuff. And I also went into, I'm drawing a blank on the name of the town on the other side of Columbus there in, oh my God. Anyway, they're in Mexico. And if you go on the website, you can see, I have some photos there in Mexico, of some of the military driving around, the town. And some of the border wall. I did a little bit of reporting on that. I actually have files full of stuff I've never published, even some interviews, audio interviews on that topic. But one of the things that immediately I became aware of is that you're not going to be able to avoid the drug issue. I mean, they're packed. You know, a lot of the kids in the town in Mexico go to school in the U.S. over here. They actually put drugs on the kids and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So what I decided there is, you know what, I'm not really wanting to piss off the drug cartels. I think I'll just take a pass on this entire, project. Not worth it to me. just to be quite frank, the other thing is financing. I live quite a ways, even though I live in New Mexico. And you can camp out there. I don't get hotels and stuff like that, but still, there is financing. I think I went down there 4 or 5 different times to photograph. But financing is always an issue, right? So you got the time and then you got the financing. And then in that case, it was the personal safety. I'm not looking to poke that hornet's nest, huh? Pissing off the Burrito Brothers is one thing. Pissing off the drug cartels, a whole thing that I'll just leave to more brave souls. So then, you know, there's, of course, a homeless crisis here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's literally just insane on Central Avenue. You can get involved with that again, but you give a little piece of your soul with that. There's PTSD and all kinds of things involved when you're exposed to those kind of things. So I wasn't wanting to do that. So this idea came along, a traditional lifestyle that's kind of threatened, and a lot of interesting things to learn and to document about the lifestyle. And then also there's two aspects to it. And that is documenting the lifestyle and the history and all of that. Again, I'm not going to say what the project is. And then there's also all the political issues that are external to, the day-to-day livelihood of the subject matter. So this is a lot more wholesome, a lot more safe. I'm not pissing anybody off. And yes, I'm not pissing anybody off. Journalism is printing what somebody else does not want printed, and everything else is public relations, as George Orwell said. But not going to anger the drug cartel anyway. So, you know, you have to decide those kinds of things. And like I said, the stories are usually around you somewhere. You know, that curious person that you see at the park, you know, go talk to them. If you don't ask, you know, they'll never say yes. That's for damn sure. You know, and if you come up with a project and, you know, so here's the thing. So, you got to start somewhere. Most people start, they don't have really any photos. They don't have any credentials or anything like that. You know, but you got to start where you're at. Maybe I'll get into some of that later. I don't want to go too long here. This is almost 10 minutes. If you guys are interested in this topic, I will do more things on this, for sure. Rick, was saying, wow, I never even heard of someone doing a proposal for this. And, you know, sometimes you don't, but a proposal is a great idea, and we can get into that. So the stories are all around you. And, you know, I don't know exactly what my process is. It has to be something that I'm interested in, for sure. And something for now, for me, since I've spent so many years in danger, in constant danger, something that I'm not really in danger like that is how I picked it. So, you know, look around. They're all over the place. And again, if you want more of this type of content, be free to ask. And like I said, I don't have any problems for sure making podcasts here on the website. So thank you for the question, and I hope that provides an answer. Thank you.